Welcome to Talking Cybersecurity, a weekly podcast listened to in over 50 countries. My name is Richard Herron and I am your presenter. In the Talking Cybersecurity podcast, expect to hear all things related to the cybersecurity industry, whether that's getting your first job, interviews, board reports, data breaches, different approaches to cybersecurity, or conferences. None of the opinions expressed on this podcast by myself or guests are necessarily reflective of the opinions of the organisations we represent. If you want to continue the conversation, feel free to join the LinkedIn group, Talking Cybersecurity. I use Pixabay for most of the music heard on this podcast. Hi everyone, ni hao. Obviously my Duolingo subscription is going well there with ni hao. Welcome back to Talking Cybersecurity episode 61. What's all that birthday music about? It's not my birthday, that's happening in September. Ah, it's the podcast's birthday, of course. It is now a year since we started Talking Cybersecurity, or what was known back then as the Australian CISO podcast. Hooray! I might just go out and buy some peppermint tea to celebrate. Actually, I remember when someone years ago brought me a packet of peppermint tea as a present, and I thought it was one of the nicest gestures I'd ever received. I think if you can practice random acts of generosity, it's got to be good karma for you. Today is Sunday, February 25, 2024, and we will be finishing up our recap episodes. Today we're going to cover episodes 41 to 52. And the reason we've gone over episode 50 is because we did a three-part episode with Lue Geshesh from Spartan Security. Let's get into it. Episodes 41 and 42 covered the annual three-day ASA Cyber Conference. It's a great couple of episodes where you can either relive CyberCon 23 or alternatively get the feel of what it was like to attend such a conference. I do unashamedly name drop various people and I do discuss the major points from many of the presentations I attended. Just thinking about CyberCon now, apart from bumping into about 101 people I knew or have worked with previously, I also got to meet some new people or build on relationships with people I'd only recently met. So that was good. I did also make the comment in the podcast that I thought there were too many concurrent sessions, and I've noticed that over the last 2 to 3 years of the conference. On the negative side, this tends to dilute the number of great presentations, and sometimes it does make it hard to decide which session to attend. But on the positive side, it is a great opportunity for newcomers to experience being in front of crowds, informing them of what they have discovered or experienced. Episodes 43 and 44 covered a long interview I did with Jason Morell. It was a really interesting talk and we covered a number of issues well worth listening to. It was interesting to hear Jason's very diverse history, and it shows that sometimes one can fall into cybersecurity and other times you do need to follow a plan of attack like we mentioned in episode 8. Jason is actually quite an interesting case study of how someone can not only inject themselves into the cybersecurity industry within a very short time frame, but also become quite well known again in a relatively short time period. Episode 45 was an interview I conducted with Austin from Tesserent. I did this at B-Sides Melbourne a few weeks before, but with a number of other interviews in the queue, it wasn't until episode 45 that we got to hear from Austin. In this episode, we also mentioned the most current data breach of DP World, whose effects are probably still being felt. So, Austin Guo and I had a good old chat about his B-Sides presentation, which was all about physical security. So not cyber, but physical security. During that presentation, Austin wowed the crowd with all his interesting looking tools that allowed his team to break into the physical facilities of organisations. And when I say break in, that activity is obviously an authorised break in to test the physical controls of an organisation. I think at times we may concentrate too much on the cyber side, and I don't think it would hurt our organisations if we conducted a physical test yearly. I'm not being paid to say this, but again, Austin is a really good guy to deal with. He's done some work with me in the past, and he certainly has a way of converting cyber into plain English, which I think we all appreciate. Episode 46 was all about board dashboards. We discussed why you would produce dashboards for the board or the C-level in the first place, and we certainly talked a lot about that. We then covered what should be covered in a dashboard. Spoiler alert, not a lot of technical talk, nor do you want to flood them with 1001 facts and figures. And we talked a lot about how basic hygiene factors should be covered in a dashboard. I then promised that I would put 4 examples for free on the LinkedIn group called Talking Cybersecurity, which I did. I received tons of good feedback from the 4 dashboards I supplied. I'm not sure which one was the outright winner, although I personally liked the one I created that resembled the balanced scorecard. Remember, the examples are free, and if it saves you some time and thought power, by all means download them to your heart's content. Episode 47 brought listeners up to speed with the Australian Cybersecurity Strategy, and I covered the 6 shields of the strategy. And I'll name them now just in case you've forgotten about them, which is quite possible. Shield 1, strong business and citizens. Our citizens and businesses are better protected from cyber threats and can recover quickly following a cyber attack. Shield 2, safe technology. Australians can trust that their digital products and services are safe, secure, and fit for purpose. Shield 3, world-class threat sharing and blocking. Australia has access to real-time threat data and we can block threats at scale. Shield 4, protected critical infrastructure. No surprise here, it's all about protecting critical infrastructure and the essential government systems. Shield 5, sovereign capabilities. Australia has a flourishing cyber industry enabled by a diverse and professional cyber workforce. And Shield 6, resilient region and global leadership. Australia's region is more cyber resilient and will prosper from the digital economy. We will continue to uphold international law and norms and shape global rules and standards in line with our shared interests. I also mentioned in that episode my desire to change the podcast name, which was the Australian CISO, to something a bit more appropriate. And within an episode, I certainly changed the name to Talking Cybersecurity. Actually, now that I think about it, one of the statements I made about the Australian Cybersecurity Strategy, and this might sound a bit silly, but I thought 6 shields was a bit too much. I thought it was a bit too much to sort of think about and comprehend and remember. I just sort of thought maybe 4 to 5 shields tops would have been the go. But I don't work for the Australian government, so that's up to them. Episode 48 went from here 4 minutes to officially announce the podcast name change to Talking Cybersecurity. And episode 49, I covered a security get-together I attended. And by no means least, episodes 50 to 52. And this is where I conducted an interview with Lue Geshesh. So, this really was a free-flowing discussion with Lue, who runs Spartan Security. We didn't have a script, we just started talking about security, and it took us here, there, and everywhere. We covered a hell of a lot of topics during those 3 episodes, and it is certainly well worth re-listening to, or listening to if you haven't previously heard it. Lue really gave us all some good insights into common issues he experienced while undertaking the consultancy work he does with Spartan Security. You know what? I think I'm going to give episodes 50 to 52 a re-listen. I do remember that series of episodes quite fondly. Considering all the episodes between 1 and 52, the ones we got most positive feedback were from the ones with the interviews. So, Lue Geshesh, Nigel Fair was a great 2-part interview. Daisy Wong, I think we went for 3 episodes. And I think we did have a bit of a laugh, didn't we, Daisy? Austin Guo, who else did we have? Lucas G from Seek, we did that one at B-Sides. Jason Morell, Darren Arnott, who gave me a copy of his wonderful book, No Regard for the Truth. And if you're looking for a early Christmas present or a birthday present or a present for someone who just likes to read, Google search Darren Arnott's book, No Regard for the Truth. It is a good book. If you can't find it, I'll lend you my autographed copy. And we also spoke to Veronica Hall, and I've probably missed one or two other people that we interviewed. Certainly really good discussions with people doing what this podcast is all about, and that is, of course, talking cyber security. Some people have contacted me recently wanting to do an episode. I'm all for that, but I'm just continually balancing a few things, so it can be difficult at times to arrange all these activities. But we'll do it. We'll arrange something. Remember, podcasting is not my full-time job. I use up approximately 6 to 8 hours every Sunday to do them. But I do love podcasts, so it's all worth it, and the interviewees certainly know more about security than I do, so it's a good learning experience for everyone. The podcast is all about trying to uplift newbies into a decent security understanding as well, so it's also good for all of us to keep up to date. It's always interesting hearing other people's opinions. I believe people also hit the play button when they walk their dog, go on a long drive, go for a jog, or even when they need assistance to fall asleep. I hope you fall into one of those categories. Maybe there's another category I haven't heard about. Okay, folks, hopefully next week we'll get into a hard-hitting episode of Talking Cybersecurity. Until then, have a good week. Actually, I think I said last week that I intended to have a great week. And you know what? I actually had a really great week. So that was great. Great for me. And I hope, in turn, you all have a great week this week coming up. As they say in some parts of America, bye, y'all.
I said yes.
See you guys. Bye.